9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, I think I can speak for Ed and Jeremy, one of our favorite guests on the football season, courtesy of the Window Nation.
You said that with our last
hotline.
Guest, man.
Huh?
You said that with our last guest, too.
I know, man. I know. It's just, you know, you got to make them all feel good. Coach Mike Locksley, what's up, Coach?
Man, that sounds like a recruiting pitch, huh? You like it wrong. Sheesh.
Coach.
I went out of my way to do this show, too.
I thought he was about to say something other than show.
Oh, no, not at all.
Coach, if you're like me, I know game one means everything to you. You got to be having goosebumps for Saturday. Noon kickoff at home against Florida Atlantic. What does Florida Atlantic bring to the table for you guys?
Yeah, they bring the unknown, and that's usually what game one is typically about, and you're right. I'm excited because, much like them, I still have a little bit of an unknown team here until we play a game. And, you know, usually when you face an opponent like FAU, if you do the background on them, they've got a new coach, new everything. There's not a lot of concrete evidence of what we're going to face. And so as a coach, your job now is to say, you know, it's not going to be about them. It'll be about what we need to do. And so we've had a great camp. We broke on Saturday. We're healthy. I'm excited to see what this young team is all about this year.
And yeah, me too, actually. And some of your recruits, how was the recruiting class and how are some of these young guys coming in?
Well, as we finish our press conference here today, and we'll put our stuff out, but you know, the depth chart, we have a bunch of freshmen, sophomore, first year guys playing here. You know, I think when we add it up, 64% of our team has never played a game in the shell. And uh-huh. That's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And so it's a lot of newness, but the newness also brings, you know, they're talented and we've recruited well, we've evaluated well, and now, you know, we've just got to get out here and start seeing exactly who we are and then start playing the chess match that a long season brings.
Hey, Coach, you talked about there's a lot of unknowns heading into the season. How do you feel about the depth on this team?
Well, depth may be the one concern I have, because if we stay healthy, we're talented enough if we stay healthy. We're in some positions, our O-line, we're a little thinner. We had a knee injury prior to the start of the season with one of our guys. And, you know, with the numbers, it's really important that you are able to, when you have depth issues, it doesn't just affect you on game day, it affects how you practice. And we've been fortunate and lucky that we've stayed healthy for the most part, but we just can't afford to have any one position have a rash of injuries that typically when you have 120 players on a team, which right now we're at 105 because of the new rule of us getting back down to the roster max.
Yeah, Coach Mike Locksley joins us talking Terps football. Coach, tell us all about Malik Washington.
Well, I'll tell you about all the quarterbacks. Okay. I mean, I think we've talked about Malik a lot. You know, we've got Malik, we've got Justin Martin, we've got Christian Martin. All three guys, as I've said to each one of those guys, we can win with all three. But what we've got to do is decide who's going to give us the best chance to win. And, you know, we're still trying to figure things out. You know, I'm not prepared to announce it. They know who the starter is, and we're going to take it to game day so that we don't have to give an advantage to FAU coming into the game Saturday. But yesterday I had my meeting. The quarterbacks were informed, and we're preparing a starter, and the other two will be available, and we'll see how it goes.
I tried to throw you the curveball, man, but I see.
Come on, man. If I was your favorite guest, I would have given you the answer. But, I gave you the everybody answer.
Damn, Jeremy.
I love it.
Ow. Anyway, how do you feel about the expansion of the college football playoffs? Is it enough? Is it too much now?
I mean, obviously, you know, I think when you look at the way the NFL is structured with their playoff, the SEC, the Big Ten have kind of controlled the playoffs over the years and the championship games. If you look at the way the NFL is set up by opening up the amount of teams to make it to the playoffs, I always equate it to almost like the NCAA basketball tournament. You know, if you can find a way to get those just above 500 teams, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were at 500 when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl with them. if you open up the playoffs, it becomes more interesting. I mean, I can tell you, having spent 3 years at Bama, where we went to three straight national championships, it was the same cast of characters every year. I think what happened last year, seeing the SMUs of the world, the Indianas of the world, have these opportunities, brought back the excitement of, you know, on any given day, anything can happen, especially in the playoffs.
Coach, what about the strength of the Big Ten? I know we've seen some top-heavy teams up there. Everybody's talking about Penn State this year. What are your thoughts on how difficult this conference is going to be?
I mean, I've talked about it forever. I mean, Maryland has been stuck over there in what I call murder row with Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan on the eastern side of it when we were in divisions. And, you know, one of the best things we've done is we don't have the divisions now. It brings a little more parity to an already strong league. If you look at the number of players that the Big Ten, including us, have put in the NFL, I think that's usually the barometer for how tough a league it is, because you're playing, this is the closest level to the next level, in my opinion. And so, tough league, great coaches. Maryland's excited. It's a great benefit for us to be a part of this league. And now what we've got to do is decide how much of a championship we want to work towards winning and get behind the program.
There you go. Get behind the program. Coach Mike Locksley, I look forward to talking to you on a weekly basis, man, and follow the journey that is Terp football. Thanks a lot, man.
You got it. We doing this weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah, we doing this weekly.
I mean, you're our favorite guest. What, yeah. I mean, come on.
You didn't get the email, huh?
Oh, my bad. We didn't tell. We didn't let you know yet. Oh, so we'll ask, Coach, can we do this weekly?
I'm just kidding, man. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, man. Thanks
all
a lot.
Best. Hey, by the way, I got to mention this. Coming up later on this hour, I'm going to give away 4 tickets to Dream Big at the Maryland State Fair. Coming to the Maryland State Fairgrounds for 3 weekends through Sunday, August 21st, September 7th. You get rides, music, food, and all that and more. Visit MarylandStateFair.com. Do not call in right now. I'll tell you when to call in.
You don't tell me what to do.
All right, fine. Call Joe anytime you want.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Call me in whenever you want.
Don't. We're going to take a look at some more of the college football matchups this weekend, because I think there's some big games coming. They start before the weekend. Up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeremy, I got a scoring update.
Yeah.
Alabama just scored on Florida State.
Sorry, Ed.
All right.
Alabama just scored on Florida State, folks.
It'll be a fun weekend.
It's going to be fun. Fun. I can't wait, man. College football. Like, I get it. I understand how everybody gets all geeked up about the NFL. I get it, because that's how I am about college football. When the season is nearing, I'm like, yo, I got to go.
Got to go.
What games are you looking forward to, Ed, besides Florida State getting skull dragged?
That's so unnecessary.
I mean, there are a lot of good ones this weekend.
There's some good ones this weekend.
Look, Thursday and Friday, it's exciting. There's not a lot of great matchups on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, obviously, Texas, Ohio State is, I mean, it's the obvious one, but it's the one I want because it's, you know, I really like Texas. I follow a player from that team. I think they're going to be national champs by the end of the year. So that's the one I want to see. And then I follow the teams that I follow because I want to see how they look, you know. Because the problem is this, there's a lot of weak games too. Like just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that schedule cupcakes at the beginning
of
the year.
Yeah, I mean, and you understand that. It's like, I get it. But that Ohio State-Texas is going to be awesome.
It's a two-point spread. Ohio State's favored.
I know, yeah.
They're playing in the Horseshoe, is that right? It's a Ohio State game? It's not a neutral field? Or
I think so.
I guess I should have looked at that first.
Hang on a second.
Because, like,
Columbus. Yeah.
I mean, we always talk about it. It's a noon game. Yeah. The old adage was Ohio State doesn't lose in the Horseshoe. Especially in night games.
Game of horseshoes.
Yeah, game of horseshoes. But Oklahoma went in there, and that's when Baker Mayfield did the little spike in the O, and it pissed everybody off. So I don't know if the shine's off that, but you talk about big games this weekend. I mean, you got LSU and Clemson. I think that's a great game.
It is.
I'm hoping that somebody can put the nail in the coffin for Brian's sorry ass coaching that damn team down at LSU. What a goofy.
That's the battle of I said it before, that's the battle of the frauds. I said it last week. Both of those teams, in my opinion, are fraudulent, but the home frauds will win.
Yeah.
Clemson.
Like, Georgia's got Marshall, and they're favored by 40
Marshall,
points.
Marshall.
I mean, you look at some of the
scoring
games.
Scoring update. Georgia just scored.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Alabama's only, they're under a 2-touchdown favorite on the road.
Under 2-touchdown favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it means they're going to lose.
So
that means, like, I don't think people really know who Alabama is this year.
I don't.
I think.
But they're Alabama.
I think they're going to be a little bit upset about you not knowing who they are this year, to be honest with you.
And I picked them for the top, what we did, the 12 playoff teams. I put them in there, but they actually took Arizona State at the last second because I don't know who they are this year. I don't think they're going to be that good. But there's some teams that, I want to see. But, I mean, you look who they're playing. It's like, oh, come on now. These are some real cupcake games scheduled.
Penn State's playing Nevada. You would normally say Nevada's in a total rebuild, and Penn State's favored by 46.5. It's almost fefte.
I wanted to say, I think Florida's going to be good this year. Not Florida State, but Florida. They're playing LIU, Long Island University. I didn't even know they were D1.
Didn't either.
Does anybody know their mascot?
Long Island Ducks?
Sharks.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
How's that close? Not even a bird. Two birds.
It's almost close in the amount of letters. And they were both plural.
I mean, come on now. LIU is in Florida playing the Gators in Gainesville.
Yeah, and looking at week one, obviously the marquee game is Ohio State, Texas. If you're a football fan at all, you got Archie Manning, who everybody's been talking about forever. I'm sorry, Arch, because you don't want to confuse him. His dad's not, or his grandfather's not coming out to play. And if you buy into the pedigree, maybe we're seeing something special here. Finally get a chance. He's very athletic, which is the one thing the other Manning brothers weren't. Even though in college and early on in their career, they ran a little bit more than what you would think. But they were upright passers.
Archie ran.
Yeah.
The grandfather did.
Well, he ran a lot. But even early in Peyton's career, Peyton ran a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, they
as
do
best
that.
He could.
Yeah, well, they do the naked bootleg and have him take off.
No, see, that's the difference. You're misrepresenting these two. Archie Manning ran strategically.
Yeah, he ran.
Peyton Manning ran for his life. No, that's the difference.
Peyton Manning ran on certain plays. They would set you up for it. And so would Eli. Look, I don't want anybody to confuse what I'm saying. The thing I'm trying to get across is Arch is more like Archie than he is like Peyton or Eli.
Archie ran a bootleg. Peyton ran like a bootlegger.
Yeah. Arch's dad was a wide receiver and super athletic. He just had a spinal condition.
Yeah.
That wouldn't allow him to play.
Yeah, back problems. What's wrong with his back?
It was whack.
Spinal.
Yeah, his back and his neck.
Let's go to Towson and get Robert. What's up, Robert? I'm about to say what's up, Towson.
Morning, guys. Morning. Show. Thanks. I just want to correct Jeremy on a couple points about Ohio State. If you look at the aerial photo of supposedly the horseshoe, it's actually a toilet bowl.
Wow.
And secondly, I would say your claim that nobody beats Ohio State in Columbus, the last two times Michigan came in there.
Night games. I
figured you were a Michigan fan when you said the toilet bowl. Now, how about your team getting a quarterback for a four-year, $12 million contract?
I'm happy that they finally got into – Michigan can be sort of old and stodgy. I'm glad that they came to the 21st century and said, hey, NIL is not evil.
Are they going to cheat this year too, or just they just cheated last year?
No, well, see, Jeremy, look, the thing is, after the whole scandal broke, let's run down who they beat to win the Natty.
Mr. Connor Stallion?
Yeah, right? I know. But after said scandal, hyper quotes, broke, they beat Ohio State. Ohio State claimed that they changed all their signals prior to that game. They beat Bama, and then they beat Washington. So I don't know how you win a Natty, even after it got exposed, if you're not really like a really good team.
Well, you're cheating a little bit more quiet so they don't catch you at that point in time. I wanted to find out. So here's something. Ohio State's historical record in night games is strong, holding a 19-5 record in night games here recently against top-notch opponents.
See, I like that type of call because he called it all tongue-in-cheek and trying to be be an ass.
I'm just trying to give it back.
Exactly. Yeah. He knew. He waited for you to give it back. I don't mind. That's college football.
As soon as he
said,
he's like, the aerial view. I'm like, where's this going?
It was funny. What about Penn State, though? Like, they are 1-15 against top five teams under Franklin.
That one was special, though.
I guess.
Because it's the only one.
Is this the year they're going to get over that, hump? I mean,
that's why they're not number one and number two.
Number two,
because they have all the reasons in the world for them to be number one. They have everybody coming back.
Drew Aller.
Yes. I mean, there's no reason for them not to be the number one team, except all the voters are like, yeah, we can't get you number one. Yeah.
What do you do
What does number one stand for? That's not the ones you have against the top teams.
Like, how much longer does James Franklin have to create really, really, really good teams that don't win the national championship?
James Franklin is the man that saved them from Joe Paterno.
Yeah.
Because, what's his name? What's the guy's name that went after them? O'Brien? You know when O'Brien there?
Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, Bill O'Brien was
there.
Is
that who followed him?
Yeah, he followed Paterno. He didn't do it.
He tried to bring the NFL thing.
James Franklin came in and created the atmosphere of college football again. And because of that, they packed the stadium. He's incredibly marketable. He's incredibly likable. He's not going anywhere. You can hang that up.
I love James Franklin.
I love him too. And who doesn't love him? He's the guy saying, yeah, no, we didn't win a big game, but
Vanderbilt coaching staff.
How about that?
Remember that? Mm-hmm. How many hard guys with hot wives? Yeah, let's forget about that.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying.
I have no problem with that.
All right.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, it's the Daily Line.
All right, we got yesterday was an interesting day. Loved the Orioles over. Didn't quite get there. Couldn't hit with runners in scoring position.
Nope.
Don't know what would have happened if we didn't get three straight Ks after Gunner doubled in the eighth. Could have tied that game up, maybe some extra innings. Who knows, but just didn't get there. Had a couple other plays that hit that we talked about. Now with today, got a couple of really good spots. There's one spot today where you're going to look at a stadium and go, the total is what there? Well, that's because it's very similar to another stadium we've talked about. So the best hitting environment on the day, a couple of WNBA plays, and a few things I've seen with my research here with starting pitchers who are in good spots to hit their K props.
I got to go get some water because I know you will see algorithm a lot.
We're going to talk about it next here on The Fan.
Another 3-2. Fly ball driven. Way.
There you go. That's courtesy of Root Sports, the big dumper with Fefte. Fefte. Hitting a bomb there. Seeing a switch hitting catcher hit 50 home runs is just ridiculous. And oh, by the way.
Seeing anybody hit 50 home runs is ridiculous, but you're right about that. That's special. That's a different level of special.
He's still got 5 weeks left.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's just incredible. And you know what's funny about last night? So I went 2-3 in my top plays. In the WNBA, I split. But There's something to be said. So I hit on the Angels under. It was a good pitching matchup, even though some runs were scored early. I hit that game as I picked Seattle to win, and the bats just went off, especially like midway through the game. They kind of opened that thing up. But I lost the Orioles over. Couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. Felt like there were a lot of opportunities there for that one to go over. The one that hurt the first most, can I just say this?
The first most.
Is the Blue Jays against the Twins, man, because you have the under and you have a pitching matchup that you love. One of the things I've always said is there's nothing worse in baseball and handicapping a game when you got everything down and the game starts and you're like, he don't have it. He just doesn't have it. And yesterday, Joe Ryan, who most days, wouldn't you say he has it?
Yes, he does.
He didn't have it. He base it. Hey, I got a strikeout. Oh, okay. Maybe he gets out of the inning. Nope. Base it. He just kept... The hits kept coming. So those are things that just really frustrate you when you're doing this. I did call the Cal Raleigh home run. I talked about Riley Green and how much I liked him yesterday. He was raking against right-handed pitching. Sure enough, two base hits for him. So it was the only prop play that I won yesterday, but I'll talk about it because the other ones didn't go. Man, I had a guy under 4.5 Ks, and he only went 3 in like 2/3 inning. And some bitch in his last out got a 5th K. I said, you got to be kidding me, man. How does this happen? You feel snake bitten sometimes. But it's baseball, man. Let me tell you about the weather real quick. Orioles over, it supports. Yankees over. Phillies over. Cardinals under. And the best hitting spot on the day is the A's over. With the way that the wind is blowing, it's blowing out in that bandbox stadium. We got Charlie Morton, who he's a fly ball pitcher.
He is that.
And, you know, in this spot, too, when you start looking at the different pitchers we have going on in this game. Let me give you the with the other side of it here. Because with the Athletics, they've got Oswaldo Beto going, who he just... Let me look this up. Yeah, he sucks. He sucks. he sucks. And he's going to get knocked around tonight by the Detroit Tigers. And with the wind blowing out and two fly ball pitchers, I think Kerry Carpenter goes yard. I love Shea Langeliers. Langeliers. I like him tonight.
Brent. You go with Langeliers' name and you missed out on Kerry Carpenter?
What? The Carpenters?
Yeah.
Oh, I could have started singing. We've only just begun to score. That's what I think is going to happen. I think it's the highest scoring game of the night. The over does look like a fantastic play. A couple other spots that I think are really interesting. I will say this, even though I'm telling you there's some over spots, this looks like an under day, especially with the money that's coming in. The weather's starting to change and we're getting cooler temps, so we're not getting the ball carrying as much. Like out in San Francisco today, I'm sure it's going to end up being about 55 degrees, but they've continuously been around like mid-60s all summer long. And the wind's slightly blowing out, and it doesn't matter in that stadium, and everybody's going to jump on the over. And I'm going to sit here and tell you I think the under's a great play out in San Francisco with Matthew Boyd going up against that Giants lineup. And, yeah, I'm going to bet on an under in a Justin Verlander game, which can go sideways at times this year. But I think he's good enough to keep this Cubs team at bay with the way that the conditions are going to be. So I do love the under there. Tampa Bay and Cleveland, my algorithm loves both pitchers. Yeah, I'm going to drink. Loves both pitchers in this game, and I think the under is a beautiful spot here at 7.5. Everybody wants to bet the over. San Diego and Seattle has a great pitching matchup. I think St. Louis pits under is interesting. The other games that really stand out to me, I love the Orioles today. I'm going to bet on Bradish, even though I don't expect them to go deep in the game. I think the Orioles love playing the Red Sox.
I do too, actually.
There's no fear here at all. Yeah. I don't know how many Boston fans I've seen. Son of a bitch. Damn, Orioles have to start doing, you know, like they get so mad because the Orioles, they always play spoiler for them.
Jeremy, it's funny you say that because I think if the Orioles were playing the Mariners and their shortstop did that slide that Trevor Story did, then it's not as a non-issue. I think it was the uniform that he was wearing. Honestly, I think you're onto something there.
Maybe. I just think they like playing them. And it's even money. And all the money's coming in on the Red Sox. So there's nothing wrong at any given moment just to say, hey, I don't know who I think's going to win. Where's all the money going? Okay, I'm fading the public today. Like, I would always take fading the public over anything. I don't want to be on the same side as them. So I do
they
like
don't
the
like
artists.
You either.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't know what you're talking about. And the other game that stands out to me is Arizona-Milwaukee. We get Mizorowski, Jacob, who obviously you mean he's the guy that pitched five games and then got to pitch in the All-Star game and everybody got mad. Still very solid. But when you look on the other side at Brandon Fatt, I think when you have...
That's what I did.
Brandon Fatt. Yeah, Rob Fatted. I think both of these guys are good enough to, again... For Brandon, he's got to keep the runners off the base pass because Milwaukee will run you to death. But I do think the under is a very good play there. In the WNBA, Phoenix, LA looks like a high scoring game. Seattle, Indy looks like a beautiful under there, as I think that's going to be just an ugly game. And a couple of the strikeout props I was talking about, Chris Bassitt over 5.5 Ks. You're only going to pay $1.30 on it. And he's the model that I'm using has him getting closer to 6.5. So I'll take my chances on betting on Chris Bassitt. He is coming off a 10K game, even though I don't consider him a big strikeout pitcher. The other one that really stands out is Patrick Corbin over 4.5 Ks. My model loves him to get this number. He's a little bit more expensive at -150, but I still like it. And as I said, I love Shea Langeliers tonight. Brent Rooker's good. Riley Green's good. But I really like Kerry Carpenter. If you wanted to bet him over 1.5 bases, he's -150, which I don't like to lay those big numbers as much. I'm doing it with Corbin just because I think it's a premium spot. But with Kerry Carpenter, I can't do that because he's also a pinch hit risk. Mm-hmm. I like him to homer tonight because he's just got so much power and he lifts the ball. But just to recap real quick, again, A's and Tigers tonight, beautiful game for an over. Wind's blowing out at 10 miles an hour in that small-ass stadium. I would not be surprised if we see five homers or more in last night's game. And oh, by the way, I did say it was good home run hitting weather yesterday. They did. Is that how they scored almost every single run, or is it how they scored every run was off the homer in the Orioles Red Sox game?
Yeah.
Were they all off? Was it five or four?
Cowser homers? Hit a 2-run single.
Okay. That's the other. So again, that was late. But early on, I think they had four homers and all the runs were scored there. Just didn't have anybody on base for the most part. So to recap with that, Orioles look good today. I think Arizona-Milwaukee under looks good. I really, 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 really like the Tampa Bay-Cleveland under 7.5 today. I think it's a great spot. So there you go. And I got to tell people, now is the time to call. 410-583-1057. Four tickets to Dream Big at the Maryland State Fair coming to the Timonium Fairgrounds for 3 weekends, Thursday through Sunday, August 21st to September 7th. Enjoy rides, music, food, and more. Visit MarylandStateFair.com.
There you go, 410-583-1057. Let's go out to the phone lines. Todd in Rosedale. What's up, Todd?
Hey, how you guys doing? I just had a quick question. Do you think, I know the Orioles, they say they've been trying to extend Gunnar Henderson since like May. Do you think if they offered him a contract similar to Bobby Witt, I know Bobby Witt's a better player, that Boris would let him sign that?
I don't think Bobby Witt's a better player.
I disagree with that as well, but Gunnar Henderson's not signed for under $150 million. Yeah. That's what Bobby Witt got.
No, he got like 200, didn't he? Wasn't it like 200?
This says signed 7 years, $148.78
million. Oh, he's got escalators at the end.
Escalators, that
take it to 220.
There's no way in the world Gunnar Henderson signed for less than $150 million.
Yeah, and again, like they're going to compete against each other for a long time, Bobby Witt and Gunnar Henderson. But I think when you look at the player profile and the power that Gunnar brings, I'm going to...
And now the defense.
I'm going to prefer that over Bobby Witt, who is one of the best hitters in the game. But again, I think he's going to be a table setter more than he is going to be a guy driving in runs.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today. What you got over there, Jeremy?
Yeah, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
I want Isaiah Likely back for Buffalo.
I think you don't get him back until week two or three.
Yeah.
You don't know.
That's very fair. I do not. I did at one point.
Did you just like gargle?
I know he's. Oh. What, is that gargling or just swishing it around in your mouth? You realize you just did that?
Apparently not.
Was it to the beat?
No. Hold on, we'd have to go back and listen.
I think it was to the beat.
Like a Listerine ad.
Yeah.
That's not gargling, though.
Same thing.
Four out of five dentists approve. What's wrong with the other guy?
What's wrong with the other guy?
He's coming around.
He never approves, man.
That's Trident.
Yeah. He just.
I don't like gum.
He's a naysayer.
Is fifth dentist on board yet?
This is big. I think it's big that they come back healthy, even without Isaiah Likely, although I want him back. I think it's important to start the season healthy because Buffalo, you keep talking trash about revenge. Buffalo might be saying, we're going to prove it wasn't a fluke.
They could.
They're going to be a good football team.
I hate saying this because you always sound like a homer, but you guys obviously know I'm not a homer when it comes to the Ravens. But
you're not a – oh.
I'm a homer when it comes to the Orioles.
Mur.
I knew what he meant.
You said Buffalo. You said Mur.
Yeah.
I thought you
– Yeah, you missed. You might have been swishing and didn't hear. Oh, you got it? Let me see. Joe's going to replay. I think you don't get him back until week two or three.
Yeah.
It's like Pac-Man chasing his pellets. You didn't even realize you did it, did you?
No, I did not. I did not.
You just ate in the commercial break, didn't you?
Yes.
You gotta save that.
And that's the encore for the day.
And it's fitting. It's sponsored by Lion's Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. And you hear that noise, I'm gonna make me think of it every time I do this ad now. <It's>
Oh man. One of those days, right? One of those days.
Don't take it personal.
I was telling you, based on the last call, if the Orioles sat down at the table and offer Gunnar $150 million, Scott Boras would get up, tell him to lose his number, and go pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you asked me a question about Bobby Witt, said, do you think he's more comparable to somebody like Trey Turner,
yeah,
who's an excellent player?
I think he's a better version of Trey Turner.
And that's what I think, too, with a little bit more pop. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Trey Turner's a great player.
Trey Turner got paid.
But
more than Bobby.
I think Gunnar has that potential to be 40-plus homers in most years.
Yeah. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Trey Turner got $300 million for 11 years. What did you learn today, Ed Norris?
Well, it's a couple of things. I mean, I think you watch history being made in front of you. I don't know if we appreciate it enough because it's not our team.
Thank you.
This Cal Raleigh.
Oh, we're talking to somebody else.
This Cal Raleigh stuff is incredible. I mean, really, he's not even done yet. 50 home runs for a catcher to most of all time. Johnny Bench, no. Cal Raleigh. And on the other one other switch hitter has done this. That's Mickey Mantle. So, I mean, he's in that kind of company, man. And a lot of baseball left to be played. Who knows how many he's going to end up with? It's just pretty fantastic to watch this happen. You know, and when you, if it happens in your ear, I don't think you appreciate it as much. And there's a sad day for us native New Yorkers. Tommy Cutlets was released.
Oh, Tommy Cutlets.
I'm not even a Giants fan.
What's his agent
saying?
But I liked
having him up there.
Hey!
Que fa?
Que cosa?
What happened? Tommy Cutlets got released on cutdown day.
Shocker.
Come on.
Shocker.
Tommy DeVito era is over.
Couple of national days. Today is National Got Checked Day. Women, for breast cancer awareness, you know, you ask them, got checked? The answer should be yes. National Cherry Popsicle Day. And today is National Dog Day as well.
Love my dogs.
I know you
That's
do.
That's my dog.
I know you do. Birthdays in sports today would have been former NBA player and announcer Tom Heinsohn's birthday.
Tommy Heinsohn.
Also would have been former NFL center Courtney Hall's birthday. Former baseball pitcher Ricky Pitalico turns 56 today. Former pitcher David Price turns 40 today. For NHL player Wayne Simmons turns 37. And current NBA player James Harden turns 36.
He's only 36?
That's all.
Man.
Former NFL center, you know him from his Super Bowl disappearing act, literally, before the Super Bowl. Barrett Robbins. And former NFL running back Jamal Lewis, Baltimore Ravens. Share birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Oh,
I got this one.
I'm going to say Lewis, because wasn't that Super Bowl thing in the 90s?
Yep. No.
No.
No. Wasn't? Okay.
You're thinking about defensive back who got Walter Payton Man of the Year and then got caught with a prostitute later on that night from the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He also got Jamal Lewis.
Was it Eugene something?
Was it Eugene Robinson?
Yeah, I think it is.
Jeremy, who's older? You said Jamal Lewis. Who's older?
Barrett Robbins.
Who's older?
Jamal Lewis.
Today, Jamal Lewis turns 46. Barrett Robbins turns 52.
Yep.
You lost.
I knew that one. I did? Are we supposed to guess who's younger? All right. I don't know if I told you guys, I recently joined a nudist colony. The first few days were the hardest.
Woohoo!
Yes. Yeah. I told my kids that my mom always kept an extra vegetable in the fridge. She needed a spare, I guess.
Or a cucumber.
wait a minute. It's my mom. I told my girlfriend it would be a lot easier if we cooked our stir fry in a public garden. When she asked why, I explained it would be a walk in the park. Somebody stole my thesaurus book today. I have no words to describe how angry I am. You said it's National Dog Day. Yes. I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2? He's so smart, he said nothing. What do you call an undecorated aircraft? Well, I call it plane. Dad, there's a pretty farm girl at school who I really like. How can I get her to notice me? A tractor.
Oh.
A tractor. And lastly, I had to call 911 because my pregnant wife had gone into labor. They said, is this her first child? I said, no, this is her husband.
I knew that was coming. I pulled a lady over.
Did you?
Yeah. I said, I'm going to have to give you a ticket. She unbuttoned the shirt. She said, how about now? I said, I'm still going to take it. This is like high school bees don't work.
boobies?
No. Kyle Bradish at the yard tonight, making his season debut. Has not pitched in about, 14 months? It's going to be good to see him if you're around. Hit on down the yard to check him out. If not, check him out on Mass. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.